Hello and welcome to Let Go Flow, a podcast where I'm talking to inspiring people from all over the world, this in English, German and Swiss German, and thank you for tuning in. How to manifest your wish in the easiest and fastest way. This is a booklet I did write in 2019. Called it the Badass Manifestor, and it is based on 8 simple and easy steps how I manifest my wishes. As I've been studying manifestation and energy since 2012, I've been visiting so many different coachings and workshops, and yes, with Let Go Flow, I actually started my own empowerment coaching and a healing platform. And yes, with this booklet, How to Manifest Your Wish in the Easiest and Fastest Way, I really would like to share with you how easy it can be and what it really takes in manifestation. First of all, at the beginning, when we want to focus on a new goal, on a new dream, we need to acknowledge what we really want. So it is very important for step one that we acknowledge what we want, that we really accept our wish we do have. This is sometimes quite difficult when we are not accepting ourselves, how we are and what we wish in life. And this is where we start. We start in a simple way. All you need is paper, probably, let's say, about 10 pages of A4 paper. And step number one is very simple. You just acknowledge your wish. So it's like you start to write your diary or a book. So you put, this wish belongs to, in my case, Karen Fleischman. And I just put Karen Fleischman name, and to make it official, and this is where the magic happens, I put my signature, because I am going in this contract with myself that I really want it. So it's the first step. You really acknowledge that you want your wish to be fulfilled. So it's your name and a signature. And then the second step, it's of course about the wish itself. So step number two, what do you want? And in my case, I say, okay, I am ready for my dream job. I've been dreaming for such a long time already, and I really deserve this dream job. And then the next thought is coming, but how am I going to get it? And there we have to stop. We only need to focus on what we want. Negative thinking is killing your dream. So what we're doing in this process is only focusing on what we want. So what do I want? Okay, I want to have my new dream job. It's an example. Whatever you want, if you want to have a new car, your dream car, new apartment, a perfect relationship, doesn't matter. You're allowed to put everything in your wishes. And these are the steps in one and two, is allowing your wish and writing it down, like very accepting that you have those wishes. Step number three, we have to go into a different direction of energies. So what I'm doing from different experiences, when I have a wish, this wish is somewhere within my physical body already, that it can come into my brain. So I've learned with different meditation skills that we have energy portals and points in our energy system. We can also call them chakras, and the chakras, they are responsible for different kind of energies. So when I start to manifest my wish, the third step I'm doing is, okay, what chakra needs the most attention right now? Because this energy flow needs some more power right now. And that's why I want to focus on the specific chakra. If you don't know about chakras, like here in the Western Hemisphere, we mostly talk about the seven chakras. To start with, the first chakra is the root chakra. It's a ruby red color. The sacral chakra is the second chakra. It is orange. The solar plexus is the navel chakra, and it is yellow. The heart chakra in the heart region is bright green. The throat chakra is like a turquoise color. The third eye chakra is dark blue color, and the crown chakra is a purple color. I do put a link in the description for those who really want to see how the chakras look like and where they are situated. So step number three is simple. You are intuitively choosing a color you are very attracted to. So when you see the chakra chart and you feel attracted to purple, then just choose purple. So it does mean, because you put already the attention in your wish and you feel attracted to this color, it means this energy point is helping you to get the power and to catapult your wish into reality. So you choose the color purple with the crown chakra in my case. So I'm coloring with a purple color a round circle on this side of the page. This is step number three. Step number four. It's all about repetition. Write down your wish again. Maybe you did forget it already. What did I want? No, it's not like that. It's like you really going to take those few minutes to indulge in this beautiful feeling of your new wish fulfillment. So write down again my new dream job or whatever it is, and then we go into the positive mindset and inspiration. This is step number four. What mindset would get me closer to my wish fulfillment? And sometimes, yeah, we don't know what the mindset could be and we need some inspiration. And I also put an inspiration, positive affirmation in the chart. So you can check this also in the link below. Some of my inspirations for positive mindset is like, yes, I can, or yes, I deserve it. I am so ready for that. I want this. I believe that I do deserve this. Yes, I can. And everything turns out in my favor. Those are the positive affirmations which is bringing our energy and emotion in a higher vibration level. So write down what inspirations and positive affirmation would bring your energy, like high vibration energy, into place. And really feel it. Allow to feel the emotions, because it is really with the feeling, with the emotions, we link and connect our thoughts into reality. This is where the magic really happens. Another issue with not manifesting properly is, of course, the duality side, the other side of positive thinking and wish fulfillment is like, what is blocking you? What is blocking me from having my wish fulfilled already? This is a good question always. It's like, why is it not already in my life? There must be some energies around you which are blocking you from fully accepting the manifestation in your life. So we definitely have to go in there as well. It is not that we can only like see the positive side, because we have to release the blocking energy that we can go on full power into manifestation mode. So we write down our wish again. And repetition is the key, I have to say. We write down our wish again. What is the wish? So the more we write down the wish, we get it in from 5D, from our thoughts, into the 3D realm, onto paper. And this is already very powerful. You shouldn't underestimate what writing and talking can do. Like, even thinking does create your world. So whenever we write down our wish again, we manifest it again. And with getting the negative energy out, it's like, I also have some inspiration for you, of course, for negative affirmation. So what is blocking us? Is it, yeah, I'm scared, no, I can't do that, how am I going to do that, do I deserve that? Oh no, I'm very, very scared to do that. And it is always fear holding us back. Like, it is behind our fears where we want to go. So it is so necessary to get out of this fear emotions, and we need to let doubts go. We have to really fully accept our wish and let the doubts go. So it is a very helpful step that we write down, why is my wish not here yet? It is a self-reflection. And yeah, sometimes it's quite difficult to get into negativity again, but you need to feel it that you can heal it. So we need to feel the negativity that we can release it. And that's why we're writing it down. So maybe it's going to be, what is blocking me? It's probably because I don't allow myself to live my dream life. And this is truth. Sometimes we don't allow ourselves to be enough or live our life we want. So it's a very important step. Step number 5. Write it down, and then we're going to step number 6. Step number 6 is creating your own personalized power affirmation. Because once we did let go of the negativity when we were writing it down, we are ready to put our positive mindset, which we did in step number 4, we get the positive mindset and connect our affirmation with a personalized symbol and with a own word we want to put in. It's like, you can see this also in Let Go Flow in the link I put below, but maybe I would like to choose a really positive symbol, like a sun, a peace sign, or a heart. And then I take this purple color and I'm just gonna be creative. I use a whole page and I paint a beautiful purple heart and put a nice personalized word, like a positive word. I link the affirmation with the symbol and the word, and I choose love. I choose the word love and I paint a beautiful purple heart. And in this heart, I write love. So what I did now, or what we are doing now, is the affirmation and the goal, like our manifestation for like a new dream job, we are simply putting it in a symbol. So we don't have to write down the whole sentence and affirmations all the time. It's like what we're doing is like we are conditioning our brain. Whenever we do see a heart, whenever we do see the word love, and whenever we do see the color purple, it's going into our brain and say, okay, cool, I'm remembering what I really want in life. So we're actually tricking out our brain. So whenever you see a heart, purple, or the word love, your unconscious mind is reminded to believe in your manifestation, in your wish fulfillment. And this is where the magic happens. It's like when we bring our thought, our mind, our wish together, linking with emotions, and the more emotions we can get up at this moment of time and put it into this beautiful painting you do, the more your unconscious mind start to believe that this positive affirmation is truth. So we bring ideas into reality like that. High vibration. The more good you feel about your wish, the faster it can come into your reality. Yeah? There are some inspirations also for emotional upliftings, like how do you feel when you already have your wish fulfilled? How would you feel when you already have your dream job in your life? And some examples, like I feel so happy about it, I feel limitless, I feel uplifted, I feel free, I feel light. And this is what we want. We want to bring the emotions into the specific moment by concentrating on our wish, by having our affirmation done, by writing or painting our symbol and word, and we put all the energy into this drawing. We put the positive emotion into this drawing to fully call and accept the wish fulfillment. And this is the magic. This is how I do my manifestation, and I have to say, it is working. It is working, and it is not that I was doing it from day one on. I had to go through so many blockages in my life to truly and fully believe that I can manifest everything I want into my life. And yes, I'm ready to share it with you now. It's been 8 years now, then yeah, and I'm very happy that I'm ready to share it with you and have my own method already. And yeah. So whenever, like when you have your symbol, when you have your affirmation, you know you want your wish, and I suggest you to paint the symbol on like post-its and put it all over your apartment and put it in your wallet. And the more you see the symbols, you will also start to attract the symbols outdoors. Like if you're in a tram or in a train or wherever, you will start to attract the symbol, the colors, the affirmations. And the more you're going to see them, you will more and more believe that this is your truth. And this is the magic. You start to believe your new reality. You are creating your reality. And this is on purpose. It's not just like, oh, it's happening by accident. This is purpose. What also is very important, and this is a free tip of mine, after putting all these energies into your new wish, high vibration, the more good you feel about your wish, the faster it can come into your reality. Yeah? There are some inspirations also for emotional upliftings, like how do you feel when you already have your wish fulfilled? How would you feel when you already have your dream job in your life? And some examples, like, I feel so happy about it. I feel limitless. I feel uplifted. I feel free. I feel light. And this is what we want. We want to bring the emotions into the specific moment by concentrating on our wish, by having our affirmation done, by writing or painting our symbol and word, and we put all the energy into this drawing. We put, and after hanging them all over your apartment and in your wallet, wherever, it is recommended to just forget it. Just let it go. Like, the more you're focused and like clinging and hanging on to that wish, the harder it will get to you. It is all about releasing it. It's like being in the trust and believing that it will come is the magic as well. It is the trust that whatever you put your attention in and whatever you want in your life, that it will come to you. And this is another ego death, I would say. It's like letting go of your wish and knowing that it is coming. This is going to catapult your wish fulfillment. It will be like being grateful is also a catapult and a superpower speed up of manifestation. And yeah, trying to be positive about it. And whenever you start to realize that you're going into a negative mindset, try to hold on, say, stop, this doesn't belong to me. I deserve much better because I know that it is my birthright to live my dream life. And all these positive mindsets are gonna be the catapult, I have to say, to really get to your wish fulfillment. And yeah, repetition is the key. I'd say do this for at least 27 days. This is a magical number. 27 days of repetition, going through your wish fulfillment on your wish again, taking all these papers every morning and every evening, every morning when you wake up, every evening when you go to bed, take them out and go into the positive emotions. And try to hire the vibes every time you do see them. This is your magnet, your emotions, your heart. When you connect the heart with your mind, This is the magic. This is where the magic happens, when we can connect the heart energies. And this is the most powerful energy we do have in our body. Doesn't matter physical or just energetical body. The heart is the magic, the strongest force we do have within us. But with our mind, we can achieve so much. Miracles are happening. And when we can let go of, let's say, ego, like, oh, it need to be this time, that time. No, it's give the universe the time. Trust that the universe has its own divine timing whenever the wish is going to be fulfilled. And this is going to give you so much freedom and peace that it is coming faster again. So we need to have the attention, we need to know it it's happening, we need to believe, and we also need to let go. And yeah, those are my ingredients and my way I do manifest my wishes. And so far it did lead me to happiness and freedom, and I hope I could have inspired you to do so as well. And I wish that you are living your dream life, and yeah, lots of love and happiness. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.